Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, indeed. It is time to get those car care questions answered. And the guy that's going to give you those answers is ASC certified technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive on beautiful Grand Avenue in St. Paul. Good morning to you, Dan Burns.
Good morning, Danny Long.
How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you.
It's a nice fresh morning, 58 degrees here in the Twin Cities. And maybe a little feel of fall in the air after all these 90s we've had. I want to remind our listeners, Dan, that I know you're going to have to take your leave here in a little over a half hour. So if you are having issues with your car, your truck, your van, and you need to bring it in for service at your favorite shop or your favorite dealer, but you want to know what the heck could be ailing, give Dan a text. I was going to say a call, but we are still having issues with our phone line. But we certainly will take your text messages. We've had some from last week, and we're already getting some this morning. So if you want to send your text, car care question via text, that's the way to get in to ask Dan your question. 651-989-9226 is the text number. Again, 651-989-9226. First of all, I got a text real early this morning, as a matter of fact, and they like your updates on that sad situation about catalytic converter thefts. What's happening that you've heard lately?
Well, the good news is it's not quite as there aren't as many as there were. We still have them from time to time. I think we had a couple this week that we had to deal with, but it seems that maybe they're doing a little better job of enforcing it at the buyer's site, you know, yeah, at the scrapyards where they're you're having to report where the converters came from, so the thieves just aren't being able to sell them. And I think that's probably the best way to help it. If there's no value to them, then they'll stop stealing them.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, again, 651-989-9226. Another text that came in earlier this morning. Good question. It's as far as towing a vehicle. I'll just read it. It says, is it okay to pull a car long distance with the vehicle in neutral?
The right car.
No, there's a difference then.
There is a difference. Some cars, you cannot tow them a long distance with them in neutral because it does not disengage everything. And if the engine's not running, the transmission's not getting lubricated properly, and so it'll be a problem. And so I don't know if you've noticed, but with tow trucks, most commonly nowadays you see a flat big bed tow truck. In other words, where you put all four wheels up on the back of the tow truck. And the reason for that is because a number of cars, most cars nowadays can, you know, for sure all-wheel drive cars can't be towed with two wheels left on the ground spinning because, once again, the transfer case and transmission are not getting lubricated properly without the engine running, and it'll cause damage to them. But that being said, if you'll notice motorhomes driving down the road, they have cars towed behind them all the time because they're the right cars. They're the right cars where the transfer case can be disengaged and they're built to be towed that way.
Interesting. That's a good question. I never thought about that before, because you do see some of these big RVs towing some sort of a vehicle, and there definitely has to be a difference. Interesting. Thanks for that text. If you have any kind of a car care question, call text us at 651-989-9226. Here's another one. Would a Lucas Oil stabilizer slow down a leak in a 2007 Subaru Forester with 180,000 miles on it?
Well, I doubt if it will on that particular vehicle, just because most commonly where they leak oil from is the head gasket, and the oil sealer won't do anything to help with that. But on some cars, you know, if it's the old style seals, where if they get some of that sealer into the seal, it'll soften up the seal. Sometimes those will help with leaks, but I don't think on that Subaru so much. That probably wouldn't help.
As far as additives go, I kind of know how you feel about that, but it isn't. I mean, if you go without an additive, whether it be gas or oil treatments, as long as you keep the maintenance up, you're pretty good to go, aren't you?
Well, I think that's the truth. I think if you do the maintenance according to the schedule, then the additives aren't necessary. However, if you've gotten behind and say you're way, way behind on an oil change, then running an additive or a cleaner through before you do an oil change is probably a good idea. And if, for example, if you don't drive your vehicle much, if it sits a lot and you want to put some fuel injection cleaner, mix it into your gas, that's probably a good idea too. But if you drive your vehicle normally and drive it regularly and put on plenty of miles and do your maintenance the way you're supposed to, it's probably not necessary.
All right. If you have any kind of a question about your vehicle and you want to get an answer before the next 20, 30 minutes are up, send Dan a text right now, and as we head to this break, we'll pick up on some more. But our text number is 651-989-9226, 651-989-9226. Dan will be with us till just about 7:45, and then Jack Farrell will have his wine chat. So send Dan that text right now. We'll be back. 58 degrees here in the Twin Cities, heading for 84. News Talk 830, this is WCCO. And good morning. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here, along with ASE certified technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive, located exactly where there on Grand Avenue, Dan?
Well, we are at 982 Grand Avenue, Denny, which is right between Lexington and Victoria. You can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net, or give us a call as soon as this morning, 651-228-1316.
Very good. And if you have any kind of a car care question, don't wait. Dan will be taking his leave here in about 20 minutes or so. So send us a text like some folks are doing at 651-989-9226, and we'll let you know how to get in touch with Dan and his crew just as Dan's taking his leave today. Here's one. Speaking of Lloyd's, this is unsolicited here, Dan. You'll get a kick out of this, a nice one. It comes from Mary. A thank you to Lloyd's. Coming to my aid last Monday, my car would not start, and the dealership told me I had to wait until Thursday for an appointment. I called Lloyd's, and they took care of me that day. Thanks again for the great service and friendly staff. Well, thanks, Mary, for taking the time to do that. Always feels good, right?
Yeah, thank you, Mary. That's nice. It's nice when we're able to actually be able to help somebody on a particular day.
Yeah, especially so fast, too. That's good. That's great. There's an interesting text. Why are there different batteries for cars with stop and start and cars without? What if the wrong one is installed? Is that true? Are there different batteries for those that type?
Not necessarily. There are different batteries for different cars. Back in the old days, Denny, there used to be three or four different battery numbers just based on the shape.
Sure.
And now, of course, there's 20 or 30 different batteries, depending upon all sorts of different things. But generally speaking, most cars nowadays are a 12-volt system, unless they're a hybrid or an electric car. But most cars are a 12-volt system, and at least in the short term, any 12-volt battery will work in it and get you where you're going. Now, that being said, there are some batteries that have gotten very, very complicated over the years. And in fact, When you replace a battery, the battery needs to be programmed to a particular car so that the car knows what the battery is and, you know, how many amps it is and all that sort of thing. So, yeah, it's got more complicated than it used to be.
I should, like everything else. Huh?
Yeah.
Here's a text that says, I have a 99 F-350 truck with only 80,000 miles on it. Because of the age, should I replace the belts?
Well, they can be, the best way to answer that would be that to inspect the belts and see if they're getting any weather cracking in them. If they are not, then I would feel pretty good that they're okay. Honestly, and unless there's a failed component, I very rarely see a broken belt. But if you can see some cracks that are starting to form in that in the belt itself, then I think, yes, you should go ahead and do that. And, you know, it is a rubber component. And as we know, time and heat and all those sorts of things hurt rubber components. And a dry belt is no exception.
I was mentioning it earlier this morning, Dan, about folks maybe thinking of taking a fall road trip. And, of course, you know, you want to make sure your oil is good and your tires are good, et cetera. But if somebody hasn't had kind of their engine looked over for a while, is it relatively easy for a technician to spot a belt that may need replacement? I mean, is it pretty visible to the professional eye?
It is very visible. And, in fact, as you know, Denny, we run these spring and fall specials for that very purpose.
Oh, yeah.
And
right.
It really mostly it's an oil change and a tire rotation if necessary, but mostly it's a more sophisticated inspection, and those are the types of things that we're looking for. And that's a great idea if you're going on a fall vacation. And doesn't that sound fun, to take a road trip?
Yeah,
that sounds like a great idea. But have your car checked out, because anybody that's ever had road trouble on a vacation knows that it can kind of put a damper in your vacation. So I think it makes sense to get the car checked out before you go.
Love those road trips. I really do. Let's see. Here is a question, text. By the way, if you have a text question via text, that's the only way we're taking it today. 651-989-9226. Is it worthwhile to put a 2-amp overnight charge to a car battery every 6 months?
Well, it's not necessary if you drive your car regularly. I would say that if you drive your car regularly, the battery stays fully charged. However, with the way things have been lately and people aren't driving their cars as much, you can slowly deteriorate the charge on your battery if it doesn't run long enough to recharge. And so in the case like that, I think it probably does make sense. The best way to protect the longevity of your battery is to keep it fully charged.
Okay. Here's a frustrating thing. I know we've talked about this before, you and I even privately, but this texter says, a 2017 Buick Envision, a friend cleaned all of my car windows with a product that's supposed to keep windshield clear and repel water. However, all the windows are full of streaks and difficult when the sun hits it. I tried cleaning windows with Windex and been through a car wash a few times with no success. What can I use to clean my windows? Also, the weather stripping seal on the windows and doors of the car are dry and dirty. What should I use to clean those? I enjoy your show so much. Yeah, that can be frustrating with the cleaning, especially the interior of a windshield.
You know, getting them clean is a challenge. And my best advice is to do it frequently and do it more than once. Even when I'm washing my own windshield, I do wash the whole thing, and then I start over with a clean rag and do it again. And if you don't want any streaks or anything, I think that's the best way. And if we get a residue or something on a windshield or on the back of a car or something from an oil leak or something like that, the best thing we found to get it off is Dawn dishwashing liquid.
Oh, yes.
So it seems like Dawn works on everything.
It really does, yeah. That's a good point. You don't have to use a lot of it either.
Yeah, very little of it, but I use it for washing my windows at home too. So I think that's what I'd recommend. Try that and see if that doesn't help.
What about this other text question about the weather stripping, the seal on the windows? They're dry and dirty. How can you take care of those, do you think?
Well, I think same thing, just clean them for starters. First thing you want to do is get all the dirt and grime off, and maybe you'll find that that's enough. If they need to be refreshed a little bit, I think a clear silicone lubricant, a spray silicone is the best thing to spray on them, and then wipe that off also.
Yeah, get the excess off. Okay, tell you what, we have more show to come. Dan's going to be around here for about another 10 minutes. Send us your text via 651-989-9226. 58 degrees in the Twin Cities. In a moment or two, we will have a look at that forecast here on 830 WCCO. And a good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here, along with ASE certified technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Dan, we have a bunch of text messages, and if we don't get them all now, today, we'll open up the show with those next Saturday, so I appreciate your patience. Here's one, a 2018 Ford Edge with driver alert system, which has become unavailable. Any ideas, Texture says. What is that, driver alert system?
Well, I think the warnings if you're getting close to something when you're parking.
Okay.
Or if you're driving down the road and you have a light turn on in your mirrors to know that there's somebody near you. And if it's become unavailable, if it's not working anymore, then there's something going on with it. There's a problem, there's a sensor or something that's not working correctly, and for that reason the computer shuts it off, because it's not safe if all of the sensors aren't working properly. So if you bring it into the shop, we can interface with that system. We'll hook our computer up to yours and see what's going on. I'm sure that there's a diagnostic trouble code that's stored in there, and we'll have to do some investigation work to figure out what it needs exactly. But oftentimes that's not a significant repair and can be handled, just fine.
Okay. Well, good news. This question is, do hybrid cars have lithium batteries, and are these batteries safe from self-combustion?
I've seen that in the news from time to time, just like everybody else, and it's why people are wondering about that. But any battery can cause a problem if the battery gets an internal short and overheats. And that's why when you get on an airplane, they tell you to, take all your batteries out of your devices before you check your bags and things like that, because that can cause trouble. And but generally speaking, it's very uncommon for that to happen. So mostly I think that the batteries in all cars are safe and designed to do what they do. So I don't think it's it does happen from time to time, but I don't think it's a significant worry.
It's not a major concern. Okay.
Right.
This texter, by the way, this is a 2016 Buick Enclave. It says the car makes a shudder when starting to accelerate from a stop, and when going up an incline at lower speeds. Could this be a transmission problem?
It could be a transmission problem. That's how a transmission feels when it's starting to fail. But my advice to you would be you should take it in and have a professional take it for a drive, and also check to see if there's any codes stored in your vehicle. I've had cars that have fooled me where it felt like a transmission problem, and really what it was an engine misfire. And so you'd need to be careful about that. But I think that if a professional were to drive it and feel it, they could give you a pretty good idea what's going on.
Here's a tip. In fact, it's something I was going to try myself. A listener says, as far as cleaning windshields, Magic Eraser works great for cleaning the inside of a windshield. I think I may try that.
Well, that's great advice. I've not tried it myself either, but I'm always willing to try something. You know, I don't know why the windshields, why the inside of the windshields get so dirty so quickly. I think it's from the, you know, the gas that gets emitted from the plastics in the vehicle, you know, in the heat and in the cold. But they sure do get messy quickly.
That's what I hear. It's those off gases from all the vinyl. But it's a guess. But I've read that before. Magic Eraser. We'll give it a shot this week, and we'll let you know what happens. Here's one. Is a brake caliper check included if you bring in a used car, if a pre-purchase checkup is what the listener wants to know?
Well, it would not include disassembling the brakes and inspecting the caliper. However, it would include knowing that the brake has been applied and that the brake stops, and then also that the brake caliper is releasing properly to allow the tire to turn freely. So in a way, it would be checked. The other way that it gets checked is you look at the brake pads and know that both of the brake pads on each of the four wheels is wearing evenly. And if they're wearing evenly, then the brake calipers are probably okay also.
Is it, you know, we're talking about professionals analyzing problems. This listener also says, could you, meaning a technician, spot a failing starter?
Well, not without cause, no. I mean, certainly if when I go get in your car and the starter acts up on me, that would set off an alarm in my head, and I would certainly do something about that. But if I have no cause, or if a starter doesn't act up while it's in my possession, I would have no way of knowing that, no.
Okay. See, we have time for another one or two more texts. 1998 Expedition 4.6 liter. If the gas tank is under a 1/8, it cuts out when I'm at a stop sign, and then turn either way, it cuts out for a second, and then catches up. Do you know why that's happening?
Well, I don't without doing some inspection, but the fact that you tell me that it only does it when the tank is low would make me wonder if there's something going on with the fuel pump itself or the pickup for the fuel pump which is in the tank. And if that's got a little ruptured hose or something like that where it's getting air in it when it gets that low, then that would cause a problem like that. But unfortunately, you're probably going to end up with having that gas tank removed and inspecting the fuel pump and perhaps replacing the fuel pump.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Dan, we're out of time. I'm going to save these text messages, the last couple that we didn't get to, and we'll open up the show next week with those. What do you say to that, okay?
That sounds great.
All right. Well, you have a good week. And we'll ring you up again next Saturday. What do you say?
Sounds good. Thanks,
how Katie. How do we get in touch with you guys at Lloyd's?
Oh, well, give us a call. There'll be somebody there as soon as this morning at 651-228-1316. You can come on over. We are at 982 Grand Avenue in St. Paul. Or you can find us on the web at LloydsAutomotive.net. L-L-O-Y-D-S, LloydsAutomotive.net.
Excellent. Thanks again for the help, Dan. We'll talk next week.
Sounds good.
Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive. Stay tuned next for our wine chat with our friend Jack Farrell from Haskell's here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time, or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
to hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.